Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Valerie with me, so you know we're going to have a good show. We're going to learn a little bit about financing and probably going to have some fun. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, little Valerie.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
And see, if we would have had to edit you if we would have had the radio going earlier, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would have.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of times we video our show.
We're not doing that anymore, though, are we?
We're not with me,
because yeah. I don't like to be videoed.
You don't, so nope. We didn't, and we're not. So, folks,
no one's around with a camera. If Jeremy has a camera, I have to knock the poop out of him, too. So there you go.
See, I guess we're not even going to edit that. You know what we are going to talk about, though?
What?
First-time homebuyers.
Very good. That seems to be the topic right now.
I love working with first-time homebuyers.
I do, too.
It's just fun, because you know what?
They're good people.
They're excited. It's just fun.
Yeah, but you just have to get in and you have to assist them. I mean, that's the biggest thing about a realtor with them is that they don't know what they're doing. Whereas somebody that's bought a house or two or three sometimes don't know the system better.
Well, sometimes they don't know what they're doing either, but they think they do.
But first-time home buyers really need assistance. I mean, I can tell you that from my side, it's always nice when they have somebody that's holding their hand throughout the process.
There's excitement in the air. And I don't know, there's just... It's just a neat, neat deal.
Yeah, it really is. And there's a lot of programs for them.
Talk about some of the programs.
Okay, so what I try to explain to first-time homebuyers whenever they call me, of course, if you're a veteran, you go VA. Period. Yeah. End of discussion. That's the best loan you can have.
Can we stop right there?
Yes.
And you know what? Just because I like you, you know what we're going to do? And Skippy, too.
Yes.
Do you know we're sponsoring a concert?
Are you really?
It's called 38 Special.
Okay.
You remember 38 Special. They were a band. Still a band when we were growing up. Yeah.
I'm not very musical.
I know.
Oriented.
Well, I know that.
I don't remember them.
Yeah, I was with you in church. Remember when they said, you can hum?
Yeah.
But anyway, 38 Special, they're going to be at the River Stage. It's going to be in October.
Cool.
Anyway, tickets. We have really good tickets. But what we really have is we're going to give away. So I want you to know this. And if you have some too, I want you to tell me these people. For the veterans, 200 of them.
Wonderful.
For the veterans.
Wonderful.
Retired and active. VA. So just first-time homebuyer veterans, too.
That would be great.
I think it's cool because I think they're special.
Yeah.
Special
we just people. Need to do whatever we can do for the veterans.
So let's talk about first-time homebuyer.
Okay, so first-time homebuyer, if you're not a veteran, because if you're going veteran, we're going VA. If you are not a veteran, let's say that, number one, you don't have any money. Because a lot of people, even if you're not first-time homebuyers, doesn't have very much money.
I can relate to that.
There are several programs that are available that are grant programs, okay? Depending on what type of a house you buy. So I've got someone right now, and they're actually a middle-aged couple, and this is their first house.
What's middle-aged?
Well, to me now, middle-aged... Since I'm going to be 60 pretty soon, you know, I'm going to call it 50, okay?
Yeah,
I'm going to call it 50. As Mom will be 83 this month. And I swear, that's young to me. Okay, so the older you get, that's how you kind of keep up with all that.
You've lived to 100. I said, I'm planning on it.
There you go. But yeah, so they don't have very much money. So I always try to explain to them, in their case, they're buying a small new construction. And so they could go through the city program, which is a grant program that allows your down payment and most all your closing costs. You just pay your $500 earnest money. Awesome program. Awesome. But it's good for new construction.
Say that one more time now.
If it's a new construction, small, like this, I want to say this one's 140-something, 150-something, okay?
Wow.
Yes. And again, they have not owned a home in the last 3 years. They fall in the income limits. Then they can get the down payment in a grant form. And it's for 5 years. It's basically you have to live there for 5 years or you have to do a prorated part back. But it's an awesome program. I just go a normal FHA, normal interest rate. It's awesome. It's not so good for existing properties because they have to be so picky about the construction. A lot of our existing houses won't meet the guidelines or they'd have to do a tremendous amount of repairs. Not if you live there for your five years. But if you don't live there for your 5 years.
Well, you better stay there 5 years.
That's exactly right. But that's an awesome program. If it's new construction. Only good if it's new construction. If it's an existing house, there's state bonds available. There's several state bonds available. The ones we like to use are the ones that you don't have to pay back. Okay? They're grants. You do not have to pay them back. Those are the ones we want to use. There's not even a time limit of how long you have to live there on those programs. Love those. But the interest rate's high. So I always tell people, you're not going to get like a four, let's say interest rates are 4.75 on your credit score today. You're going to pay 6, okay? But if you sit and calculate out the difference between the principal and interest, between the payments, and how much money you're getting 5 years before it starts costing you money to have the higher interest rate. First-time homebuyers, how long do they live in a house? 5 years or less, usually. Yeah. So it's not a bad deal. But now if you have your money for your down payment, or you can get a gift for your down payment, then normal FHA is your best route to go. Okay? Or there's a 3% down conventional that's good if your credit score is pretty good, because mortgage insurance is cheaper.
Yeah, I'm still like an FHA. I know. There's
I love FHA.
On it, but here's what I'm still thinking.
Yeah.
And I may be wrong. I'm usually not, but I may be wrong. I'm thinking 10 years from now, 8 years from now, rates are going to be higher.
Right.
And that loan is going to be worth some money.
It is. We just haven't seen that in so long that people forget that. But that is exactly right. That assumability is what's so dang important about an FHA. A lot of people don't want people to do FHA. I think they think because of repairs, which they're not really all that bad.
Not anymore.
They're not like they were. An FHA's mortgage insurance is for the life of the loan. But that doesn't mean there's a prepayment penalty. You can always refinance. If you 5 years from now you say, hey, I'm going to live here for the rest of my life, then you could always refinance.
But you're probably not.
Do you know, believe it or not, though, if people do a lot of repairs and the house is worth a lot more, sometimes I have done it. So it just kind of depends. Most people don't live in the house long enough for that to matter. But FHA is still a good deal. But the bond programs, let's say that your credit is a 620. Now, on these bond programs, you have to have a 620. Okay, nothing less than 620. Sometimes the 620 cannot be approved through the normal program like Seth or one of those. Okay, so we run you through another program and it does have to be paid back. Okay, but you don't pay it back till you sell the house, and hopefully you've made enough money on the house to pay back what you borrowed. So, but you're still getting 100% financing, so to speak, because they're paying your down payment. So that I've done that. I probably do two of those a year, three of those a year, and it's just when somebody does not have their funds, and that's the only route that they can go. So we do have all sorts of options for people.
But see, and here's why you go and you talk to Valerie and you say, here's my situation.
Yes.
There's all these different options you have.
There is. And let's say you come in. And you say, a lot of people are embarrassed to come in, okay? Or embarrassed to call me because of their credit. I will promise you it will not be the lowest credit I've ever seen. In most cases, it would not have been the lowest credit I've seen in that day, okay? I mean, I see credit scores from every gambit. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of credit scores we see. So you're not embarrassing you. You're not embarrassing me for you to call me. And I always tell people, after they talk to me, that day is the worst day their credit should ever be in their life. From there, it's only going to get better. Because all we had to do is work together. I don't charge. We don't charge to look at your credit. I don't even charge to work on your credit, which is just amazing, might I say, because sometimes that can get pretty expensive. Now, we've changed the way we're doing that. We're not doing rapid rescores like we were. That just got to be, we were spending $1,000 a credit report, and wow, you just can't do that. So we've changed our system. I've changed credit bureaus. I mean, we've kind of changed the whole system that we're doing. But we'll still work on your credit with you. I mean, I do not mind a bit. And I mean, I've had people that came in the 400s to see me, and it took a year to get where they needed to be. But they got there because every month they were on target, and every month we saw an improvement. So it can happen.
That is wonderful. Well, maybe that's one reason. I actually was in your office the other day, visiting with your mama, and she showed me a little thing. I want to brag on you about the different people in your organization all across the state.